Chapter 10, Humility, Obedience, and Faithfulness. Psalm 51, verse 10 says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right, persevering, and steadfast spirit within me." And have you completely forgotten the divine word of appeal and encouragement in which you are reasoned with and addressed as sons? "My son, do not think lightly or scorn to submit to the correction and discipline of the Lord, nor lose courage and give up and faint when you are reproved or corrected by him. For the Lord corrects and disciplines everyone whom he loves, and he punishes, even scourges, every son whom he accepts and welcomes to his heart and cherishes. You must submit to and endure correction for discipline. God is dealing with you as with sons. For what son is there whom his father does not thus train and correct and discipline? Now if you are exempt from correction and left without discipline, in which all of God's children share, then you are illegitimate offspring and not true sons at all." Hebrews 12, verses 5 through 8. Devotional 1, A Servant for the Lord. Are you faithful and dedicated? In Numbers 3, verses 5 through 7, we read, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Bring the tribes of Levi near, and set them before Aaron the priest, that they may serve him. They shall perform the duties for him and for the whole congregation before the tent of meeting to do the service of the tabernacle." Why did God choose the tribe of Levi and not another to serve under Aaron and in the Lord's house? To answer this question and understand the significance of God's regard for the Levites, we must look back to a time when the Israelites rebelled against God. In Exodus chapter 32, we see that the Levites exhibited a supreme act of faithfulness and dedication to the Lord by taking the life of 3,000 friends and relatives who had been disobedient and worshipped the golden calf. Excerpts from this passage, verses 25 through 29, read, "Now when Moses saw that the people were out of control, then Moses stood at the gate of the camp and said, Whoever is for the Lord, come to me. And all of the sons of Levi gathered together to him. He said to them, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Go back and forth and kill every man his brother and every man his friend. So the sons of Levi did as Moses instructed. Then Moses said, Dedicate yourself today to the Lord." Child of God, how far will you go to demonstrate your love for and obedience to the Lord? Will you be faithful to God even when the personal cost is high? Will you risk your business, your reputation, finances, security, and welfare? Are you willing to serve only when it is easy and convenient? Or will you do what God requires even when it is hard? Obedience always carries a price of personal sacrifice. God proved how far he was willing to go by sacrificing his son on the cross for us. Ask God to speak to you today about your level of obedience and faithfulness. Like the Levites, dedicate yourself and become a servant for the Lord. The cost may be great, but the rewards are far greater, as God will reward you for all eternity with riches in heaven. Lord, thank you for this lesson on faithfulness and dedication. Jesus, you are the supreme example of faithfulness. Teach me to be faithful, and help me to be willing to pay whatever price of sacrifice you ask of me. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.